Hi there. The word for you today is, wise men still seek him. In Matthew 2 verse 1 we read, wise men came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? Question, why would someone leave the comfort of their home, travel 2,000 miles by camel, brave blistering deserts fraught with highwaymen and hazards, and follow a star to an unfamiliar destination? There's only one answer. Wise men and women have always hungered for God. They want to know him. It's said that the three most sought-out words on the internet today are work, sex, and God. Now you think about that. Work addresses our need for security. Sex addresses our need for companionship and intimacy. And God addresses our need to be forgiven, to experience peace and joy, and to understand our life's purpose here on earth. It's why primitive tribes who don't even know God make gods out of mountains, trees, and rocks. You see, deep down all of us have a need to experience something bigger than ourselves. Someone capable of loving us, protecting us, and directing our steps. When his life fell apart, Job cried, Job 23 verse 3, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. The ancient Greeks had an altar on Mars Hill with this inscription, to the unknown God. Then Paul showed up one day and said to them, what you worship as something unknown, I'm going to proclaim to you as the God I know. Hey, the good news of Christmas is, you can seek God and find him. How? By coming to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Hosea called Israel back to God with these words. Hosea 6 verse 3. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of the dawn.